Redbird Review continues. Redbirds fall today 82-64. Greg Hallblyde, Mike Matthews, joined with Coach Dan Muller. And, Coach, I don't know, there's, I guess, sometimes not a lot you can say about these things, but all contests are learning experiences. I even said that in the opening of the contest. We talked about it periodically in our interviews.
Yeah.
You're going to learn from this one as well, but what did you learn out of this one coming off of a big win yesterday, now facing a team that may have been even more challenging, in my opinion, today? What do you take out of that from the team?
Well, yeah, every game, every day is a learning experience, and the teams that learn and remember those lessons are the ones that grow. Today I learned that we don't handle success very well as a team. You know, we were loose as a team. I was even talking to my wife, and I said, I'm not sure if we're ready. I feel like we're a little loose, a little happy, but it's the first time we're going through it. So we might be ready, we might not. I'm not really sure how to read this team yet. And I was wrong or right, however you would look at it.
It's a case of where teams don't finally get it right, they have to continually get it right.
Yeah, and again, one of the great things about a tournament like this, a high-quality tournament, is you're going to play three good teams. You know, Boise State is experienced, very good, obviously, and they came off a game where they probably felt lucky to win. And so there was no – I'm sure they were just excited and lucky as opposed to elated or, wow, that was an awesome win. Us, on the other hand, came off a win where everybody was probably telling them how great they were for a while, and I want them to feel that happiness and confidence, and yet you have to come out ready to compete. Now, that being said, I mean, they made five of their first six threes. They're really, really good, and they score the ball probably as well as anybody will face all year the way they shoot it. They only shot 40% from the game. But when you're up 25, 30, you relax a little bit. We kind of shrunk that number towards the end. So they got off that big start. We kind of battled back a little bit. But we don't have enough depth for some of our better players not be ready to compete.
Now, in a game like this, Dan, do you learn more about the overall team or do you learn more about individuals on your team?
You know, that's a unique, I don't want to say question, but that some year, it depends. When you're older and you've been with guys longer, you learn about your team because you know your guys. You know, when you have first-year guys, you're learning about your individual players a lot. When you have very little depth, it's more about the individuals because the team can take – if you have more depth, your team can take a guy not ready to play. Currently, like yesterday, I thought all nine guys on the team are ready to compete. Today, I don't know, three or four. And so it's a little bit of both, Matty, a little bit individual. Of course, in overall, it's all about the team. We know that. But the individuals make the team, and we've got to help those our individual players grow.
And in a team with not much depth, can one player bring the group down?
Well, it depends who that one player is. I mean, if it's a player you rely heavily on both ends, absolutely, when you're playing against a really good team. You know, there's a couple guys I thought that Ike in the first half really competed. He didn't really follow it up quite as well. I thought Madison Williams played with passion, had a rough start, but then played with passion most of the rest of the game. And I thought Luke went in there and really competed the way that, you know, you're supposed to compete. Doesn't know what we're doing completely, you know. But he competed, and it's a bit of a shame that your walk-on's one of the main three guys you talk about that competed, but I thought that's the way it was. But truly, I knew with this team we'd have some ups and downs in our non-conference. I knew that. Then we had injuries, so I thought there'd be even more. And how do we handle adversity? How do we handle success? Well, we got to learn how to handle success better, but we're going to. I mean, this team, again, a month from now, is going to learn so much and grow so much if we stay together, which they will. But today was disappointing with how we handled yesterday's success.
Well, we've already found that they respond, though, in this past week. And so I would say there's at least some optimism that, okay, take this and, all right, one more chapter in the learning process.
Yeah, well, I wish we had a week of practice right now because I'm sure we would respond then. We do have one day, which I'm glad of. I'm sure they wish we played tomorrow, but we'll practice tomorrow, and it's all about the – life's all about the response. And that's what it is. It's a series of events plus response. and we will have to handle it, because whichever team we play tonight, Sunday, is going to be really good. You know, that's one of the things about winning your first game. Not that the other teams aren't really good, but when you win your first game, you play one of the teams that won. So we'll have a day to get after it, and then we'll respond accordingly and come back on Sunday. And I'm confident we will compete harder. We just need to do it more consistently.
I remember the one thing you said last year, and it stuck with me. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you.
No, heck no. Nobody feels sorry for you. Not only that, they even forget that you don't have guys that would play a lot. That's fine. That's how sports are. And we don't. We have enough. That's what we tell the guys. We have enough. We just all have to be ready. You know, we're not playing a puff schedule. We've played three really good teams already. I mean, tomorrow's going to be 4-for-4 all away from home, right? Most teams haven't played a schedule like ours to this point. So no one's feeling sorry for us, especially our opponent. But these are tremendous opportunities to grow, even though today was painful and disappointing. These are great opportunities to grow. And we don't feel sorry for ourselves. Let me make that very clear. The only people I feel sorry for are Elijah and David, who are hurt and couldn't do anything about it. I feel sorry for those guys. That's disappointing. But other than that, no, that's not what we're about.
Got a chance to redeem before we get on the plane and go back home, too.
We do. We do. And, you know, I mean this, and, of course, we want to win every game. I keep telling the team, I don't care if we win or lose. I want to see how we compete and play together. That's all I care about. If we do that, we're going to have a chance to win, even though we're playing good teams. That's all we're about right now, is helping this team grow and mature, compete every day, not every other day. And if we can get that, then we're going to be a darn good team once we get it all figured out.
Sounds good. Thanks for the time, and we'll see you, well, tomorrow, but definitely right back here at HTC Center on Sunday.
I'll be here. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Dan Muller, as we're going to wrap things up after this. Redbirds fall 82-64 to Boise State. Our final wrap-up of this, what is next? This is Redbird Basketball from Learfield.